Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte U. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to release the biggest block holding you back from your strongest desire? Then you are listening to the right show, The Secret Power of You, with Terry Christine. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. During our show, Terry helps people access love, abundance, and peace by clearing old energetic blocks that hold them back. She works with clients all over the world and continues to be a source of emotional and spiritual healing in the self-empowerment community. Terry Christine is an intuitive life coach and psychic medium specializing in clearing energy blocks. She possesses what she calls her superpowers. She is a clairaudient, clairvoyant, and a clairsentient. As an intuitive, Terry's able to connect to the source of the block, find out when this block was created, by whom, how old you were, and a description of the occurrence. This enables her to assist callers with shifting that energy out of their existence to allow room for the energy of a deserving life. On the first of every month, Terry offers PowerStream, online group energy clearing. Start off the month with a clean slate. Learn more by going to our website, charlotteview.net. Look under monthly shows, click on Terry Christine tab, and join PowerStream. Choose the best option for you. During this segment, learn about the blocks you take in and the secret power of you. Call and shift your own energetic blocks and allow room for a more deserving you. To join Terry through her one-on-one coaching, her six-week online program, or her group clearings, please contact Terry Christine at www.terrychristine.com, TerryChristine.com, or also www.facebook.com/TerryChristine. Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Time, join Charlotte View and listen to our shows. Find out more at www.charlotteview.net under monthly shows. Now, discover with us the secret power of you.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to the Secret Power of You. Today, episode Attracting Abundance. It is very common that people, with all their hearts, they want to find happiness, prosperity, and live out their dreams of success and abundance. But also, there is this recurring pattern with most of these same people that are desiring all of these things. But when things don't work on their timetable, they lose faith and let limiting beliefs sabotage their progress. In Terry's experience, she has found that eliminating this blockage helps them tremendously to identify where is it that those thoughts are working against them. So to take them out and be able to achieve abundance in all areas of your life. Abundance not only financially, but in wealth and happiness or in desire. So let's bring our expert in abundance and eliminating blocks to the show so she can explain us a little bit more about the topic of today. Thank you, Terry, for being here.
Hi, Claudia. Thank you. Thank you. It's so great to be here today. It's a great day.
It is. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here with us. This is the very nice weekend to celebrate and especially to bring abundance to our lives. No matter your belief system, this weekend is about thinking about your spirituality and who you are and where you are. And if on top of all that, we can bring abundance, well, we have a win-win situation with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what occurs in a normal life, and I just mean normal, meaning that everyone pulls in a form of a block or a limiting belief as they're growing up. And those blocks are usually created between the caregivers, such as the mom and the dad, and then that child. It doesn't mean that mom or dad were physically or emotionally abusive. It simply means that in that time and space, the child with the child mind says to themselves, I can, I won't, I don't, can't, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, all those, you know, I have to have, I can't have, within that experience, and then owns it within that energetic field. And then what happens as you grow older, then it becomes your subconscious. And your subconscious is just like the part of the iceberg that sits under the water. And so your subconscious is the part of your brain that remembers everything, every person, every experience, every thought, every word, every deed, every action. And then what happens 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond, you are triggered by what someone says or does, and that feeling from the subconscious bubbles up, and then the person is frustrated or wants more and doesn't know how to get around it or can't seem to attract what they want. And then what it is that subconscious limiting belief within that body, that system, that is keeping you from moving forward into that. And it's the same thing with attracting abundance. If you're living in a life where, and here's a good example. My parents were teenage adults. They were 19 years old and had three children, and we were not triplets. And so when, you know, growing up in my household, there was a lot of lack because, you know, they're 22 and have, you know, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, and, you know, they're trying to figure out how to make more money when they're just beginning their career themselves. So in my upbringing, when I was in my 20s, of course, the issue around money with me was that it was lack. You know, I struggled. I worked two full-time jobs, you know, because I was shown in my mind that you have to work 60-hour weeks to make ends meet. And so that's where I ended up with those programmed patterns back then, until I was able to clear those limiting blocks that were deep within my own subconscious, so that now I don't work those kind of crazy hours, and I know that abundance is all around me and I attract it like a magnet.
You know, Terry, I remember my upfront, and when I was a little girl, I remember these sentence my dad would say to us whenever we would not be, I guess, conscious about our spending or whatever. And he would always say to us, very angry, money doesn't grow on trees. And even though he was right, because we were probably doing something stupid with it, but the underlying message that I got, it was, you're not going to go out there and just get money. You have to work. It's a very similar to you, a different circumstance. Is you have to work for money, because money doesn't come for free. It's not easy. You need all that effort.
And that's exactly, Claudia, how you picked up your own limiting beliefs within the parent-child structure, is that that parent is embedding their own limiting beliefs within the child, and then the child takes that and carries it on. You'll find quotes just like that, and money is the root of all evil, and you're greedy if you think you can have more than what you can make, or, you know, things like that, or what makes you think you can afford that. And, you know, and then all of a sudden we look at money as either lack or a survival mechanism. So money has a funky energy wrapped around it, because when people are living and either working to generate that energy of money, or wanting to receive in a gift form, you know, however it comes to you, that once they get it, it's like this stranglehold. I got to have it. If I don't hold on to this or save it or, you know, and I'm not saying don't save, but I'm saying that, you know, oh, I got to hold on to this for a rainy day, or and their hands get together and they're holding it. And then as you hold that energy, what happens is that it becomes a form of lack or a form of holding where it's not moving. And I have a little funny story about that too, because, you know, I relate my life to, you know, the life lessons. And I, you know, I lived life just as the listeners have. I wasn't born with, you know, knowing certain things other than what my parents embedded in me with their own limiting beliefs. So what my sister and I were taught was, you have to work really super hard, as I said, like, you know, 60-hour weeks, and you have to save all your money and pay cash for whatever it is that you wanted, because, you know, we didn't want to have a lot of debt. That was the way my parents said. So, of course, we would work really hard and, you know, put the money aside and say, okay, we want to buy a new car or we want to buy a vacation. But what ended up happening is that some form of emergency or something of whatever happened that ended up having us spend that money for the opposite of what we were saving it for. And it happened to both of us quite often. And then when we finally got it through, you know, moving into our own spiritual journey, we realized that, you know, there's a yin and a yang, you know, the masculine and the feminine, the energy of the structure of the heavy, dense, and then the light and fluffy, what I call. And we realized that, you know, yes, you can save, but you also can spend. And when you spend, you receive also, because you know you have to say, I deserve this, I want this, I'm grateful for this. Now, when people on this show and you and I, we're heart-centered or we wouldn't be here together. And so living in that heart-centered space knows that we're not living beyond our means. We're living in service to others. And then with that and living in the gratitude of that allows our energy to bring forth like a magnet what it is that we truly want and desire. So that's where your attracting abundance part steps in. But then that little caveat of where your limiting beliefs and false beliefs and those limiting blocks are within your subconscious that are saying on the surface of the water, where it's the iceberg that sits above the water saying, you know, I want to have a new car. Okay, I deserve to have a new car because I really am a good person and I really help people. But then underneath that water and that iceberg where the subconscious sits is, well, you're not going to get it because you're not you don't deserve it, or you're not grateful enough, or you need to have X amount of money in the bank, you know, all of those things that you experienced back when you were growing up. And so there's where those triggers or those feelings of bubble up when you're ready to spend that money and do it, and then you're like, you can't get to that space. You know, so that's where when you're clearing all of those limiting beliefs, when, like with you, Claudia, when your dad said money doesn't grow on trees, then what happens to you is that, well, you have to make sure that you probably go online, you want to buy a food dehydrator, and you spend an hour shopping for one to see which one is the best offer, which one would work for you, and which one falls in your budget. So knowing that if you were to look at it at a different angle and think about how much work that particular dehydrator would, you know, how much work you're utilizing it, you know, are you going to use it every day or only randomly or only in the summertime where you wouldn't have to buy a high-end one, or if you're using it all the time and you have a big family, then of course you should buy the one that's going to work on that heavy-duty level so that money shouldn't be the focus. It's about how it will serve your family. Are you with me on that?
Yeah, I understand that. It makes sense because then it changes, and instead of being a guilt thing, it becomes, okay, so what works for me better, not what is more expensive or not expensive on my budget.
That's right. And then there's another way to look at things. I have people come to me quite often because I do offer a 20-minute complimentary session. And when they come in, they're telling me, you know, I'm stuck with not being able to sell my house, or I'm stuck with this bad relationship, or I'm stuck with this job that I hate. And so when I connect to their energy and go deep into the limiting block that pulled in, then I help them clear it. You know, I just do a little Shazam on them. And then at the end, I talk about, okay, these are the things that you said that you're struggling with. And from there, you choose what it is you want to do about that, meaning are you, you know, taking any classes, or are you going to work with an intuitive, or, you know, to continue to help you on a deeper level. And so where I find people will step into a quick session and they find that, yes, I've had these problems. Yes, I know I have these problems. Yes, I want to get rid of them, but then don't do anything about it. So when we're talking about attracting abundance, you can attract anything that you truly desire, but you also have to know, you have to do something about stepping into it. So it's like when, you know, you're on a deserted island and the helicopters are flying over to rescue you and they send you a boat, but you send the boat away because it wasn't the exact color of the boat you want, or the exact time of the boat you want, or you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. when things are being presented to you and you are attracting abundance, or you are attracting what it is that you really do want in your life, it's irresponsible for self to be mindful of what is happening around you and also take action of what it is when you step into it. So unfortunately, I would like to say that, you know, when something is presented to you, that it's going to magically happen. But the unfortunate part is, there's no, that you have to take guided action to be a part of that energy, because you are part of that solution, meaning that when you want something, a new job, and then you open up your computer and right in front of you, you get this ad for maybe, I think it's monster.com, which is an online platform for jobs, and you see the ad, but then you just blow it off, that's where you're not taking guided action to click into it to see any job offerings that are for you, because all you're thinking about is, I'll never have a better job than the one that I have, or I might as well just stick with what I have because I can work part-time or maybe sometimes at home. If you're not liking the job, take guided action into creating what it is that you want. So when you're manifesting something and it comes to you, you must be able to take guided action and step into it. May it be listening to this show, or, you know, going on the, I think the platform where the chat side, and making a comment, because that's stepping into the energy of it. And, you know, and at the end of the day, maybe if you're tired, drinking some water, you know, taking guided action to do something about it. So that's where you keep the energy flowing with abundance, attracting abundance, receiving abundance.
And people are starting
to see how that works.
And people are starting to answer to this call. And we do have some callers waiting and hoping to find your guidance. So are you ready to take some callers?
Oh, I love callers. Thank you. Thank you for investing in your time to be here with us. So, yes, let's take a call.
Okay. So, just for people that are listening, please press number one so we know that you are ready for your question. We're going to start with Jim. He's calling from New York, but also I want to tell people that are listening with their computers and they have the chat with them, you can also post your question or comment there so we can address you, and we know that you want to comment, and Terry will answer to people on the chat room. If she needs any information, you can continue typing there, and I will read what you wrote, so you have kind of a conversation there. Also, If you want to private message me, Claudia Pureco, on Facebook, we can also chat that way. So anyway, anywhere, let's bring Terry Christine in abundance your way. So Tim from New York, welcome to Charlotteville.
Oh, hey, thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the taking my call. So I was just listening along. Just listening along, and I have been doing the opposite of taking guided action on my own, as far as not detesting my current job situation, but I haven't actively been pursuing, just because I kind of was like, I don't really know what to do, so it's kind of like I've just been stuck here on my own accord of not, as you say, taking guided action. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do and about to take some action to try to find some better employment. I was just wondering if, as you said.
Awesome. Was your first name Tim, like T, like terrific?
That is correct. Yes, T-I-M.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And you have a very soft voice, so I was like, really, I was leaning into the microphone, kind of going, okay, I'm hearing him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have a little bit of congestion problem, so a little bit of problem, so I'll try to project my voice
okay.
A little bit more.
Yeah, that's okay. I had the flu not too long ago, too, so I'm wishing you well. I'll send you a blessing ball of light to feel better soon. So, all right, Tim, so what I did, as you were talking, I was actually asking, and you have a God block, G-O-D, and so I use God as just, it's not a religious sense, it's all that is, so you can call it source, light, higher self, whatever it is that you're connecting to, all that is, but you have a really strong block within that. Let me... Ooh, I can feel this. I know I'm right on. Hold on. Let me get the... Oh, nine. You were nine. So what was going on when you were nine? Allow whatever thought to come in. Be that first whatever thought.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay. Where were you living? Sometimes that triggers.
I was living home in Brooklyn with my parents. Might have been around the time with my parents were splitting. I don't actually really remember, but they kind of split when I was very young.
I'm sorry, I struggle to hear you. I heard something.
Sure,
about
I said that. I think that's
around.
That might have been around the time my parents were splitting. I think. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. So usually that is I find, you know, no matter how nice and sweet that parents try to separate that union of marriage, the child still does take in something, unfortunately. And so during that time, I'm going to say ask or just talk about this, and then you can tell me how this feels with inside of your body, because your body is what tells the truth of who you are. And so as a child, if it was around that age and you had both parents there at the time, and you may have, as a child, decided, you know, I'm not going to blame either one of them. I love them both. And I know there's got to be something. Something else has happened here. And what happens is that all of a sudden the child starts saying, what else? Something else. And then the anger starts setting in. And then all of a sudden the only other thing or person in the child's mind is up above, heaven, God, all that is, you know, I've got to find the answer, and it's got to be that, because my parents wouldn't do that to each other, and they wouldn't do that to me, and they wouldn't do it to our family, and what is going on? And then, boom, then you're like, I'm not going to allow that to happen ever for me. And if this ever happens or gets close to happening, then I'm going to do different things about it. Like I might procrastinate so that those things don't happen. Or I might just do things so spontaneous that you're not thinking, and it's too, so you could do the opposite. So thinking about when your parents were separating, did you feel this sense of it can't be either one of them? Something has happened here, and somebody is to blame for this?
I just blamed my dad. He, and I guess it was easy to do because he unfortunately was beset with a drug problem and a kind of so they separated. He was an addiction, and it just was my mother taking care of my siblings and I.
Mm-hmm. So when you take that even further now, let's talk about this, about the dad and the substance abuse. When you think about, now this is a child with a child brain, so it doesn't have the educated adult mind of us being able to think, you know, well, they did this for that reason, and I understand it. It's a child. And a child is like learning these things for the first time. And when you're thinking of your dad and the substance abuse, do you think that how could dad do that? Why would he do that? Were there questions of why, how, could, would, should, all that within that structure of him and the abuse, the substance abuse?
Yes, there were those questions, but I guess mostly, what affected me mostly is I would actually see him and he wouldn't say anything. He just would walk by me, probably because he just was high or drunk or looking to be high, but as a kid, that kind of really stunk.
Yeah, I'm sure, being able to see that too. But then as a kid and seeing that, when you're saying to yourself, this substance is overtaking my dad, and why is he doing that? How could he be doing that? And it's hurting him. Remember, you're 9, 8, 7, or 2, or 5, or 6, or whatever the time that you've seen it, and you saw it more than once, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing it regularly, and you're not understanding. Now, when you get older, of course, you know, as seeing it more predominant regularly, then the child starts thinking, well, he's doing it so much that now it obviously is him. He should be able to handle that. He should be able to control that. But at 9, do you find that at that age was around the time you started putting it together? You started seeing him or seeing how this was really like for the, you know what I'm saying? For the first time you're understanding now what's the matter with him because you're seeing it or you're putting it together and the child is putting it together. Do you find it around that age?
I guess it's around that age, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't really understand why.
Mm-hmm, there's something really strong right around that age, and it goes right up the source. And I know it's around the dad thing, and so that's why I'm asking, because sometimes when I'm doing readings that the guides have me ask a lot of questions so that you as the person I'm giving a reading feels it within their body going, man, that feels like yuckiness. So that resonates so strong. And you don't have to remember or see the story in your mind to have that burning bush as a confirmation. It's your feeling inside that's the confirmation. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so then if you're feeling that this resonates about the point where, you know, you're just putting together in the child's head that something is the matter with dad, and now I understand, and then how could this happen? Because again, when you're first seeing it and understanding it, there's like blame other than what's happening. Like somebody else has to be the blame for this. This can't be. And then later on, while he continues to do it, then it becomes more of an educated thing in the brain of the child saying, you know what, he's been doing this for so long. He should be able to handle it. He could stop that. He could, you see, the difference between when you first see it versus feeling it and knowing it and trying to figure it out yourself on a long term?
Yeah, I see the difference.
Okay. So then when you took it in for the first time and you're wanting to blame something else other than at that moment, the first time, then the only other avenue to think is, you know, how could, and what do you call source, light, God? What do you call it?
I call it God.
You call it God.
Yeah, so, I call it God.
Yeah, I call it God too. I mean, how could God allow this to happen? How could God bring such a substance to affect my dad? How could this occur? When I say that, how does that feel, and where does it feel in your body?
When you say that, it feels, I'm trying to remember the exact point. I can't remember when, but it feels reminiscent of the thing, trying to rationalize why my life is falling apart as a kid, how God could allow my life to fall apart.
There you go. You answered it. Whew, I knew that was big there. So as you're living right there and owning that, my life is falling apart, God is causing this for my life to fall apart because, you know, I have two parents that created a safety mechanism. They feed me, they clothe me, they put a roof over my head. It's got to be something else here. And now as you've owned that, then here you are in your adult life, and you're living it. I want to say I feel your life is more of you get up, you work. You feel like something big is missing, don't you?
Yes, I know it's. I feel like I was supposed to do great things, and it just seems it didn't happen. I bounced around, dropped out of college, started working a job, and here I am. Which is middle age at the job I detest. So yes, I feel like I just missed a bunch of times and ended up here. And yeah, it's not a good deal.
And so what happened, my friend, is that when you blamed God or wanted to blame God, when you couldn't blame anything else on when you first realized and put together the situation with your dad, you own that so much because you said, this has got to be something else. Even though later on, as I said, when you saw that, you know, you realized he should be able to, and that could be a couple months or a couple years or whatever it was, it doesn't matter at that point. But when you took in that strongest one and you owned it, now you're proving to yourself time and time again, God is not there. God is not helping me. God is not supporting. I got to work this on my own. I have to figure this on my own. Everything is hard. It's not easy. How can I find this? I have to turn over a lot of rocks. See, it's like this, I have to do this again. I have to do this again. And that feels like your life, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's clear this. Actually, we don't have the time to do a forgiveness process, but let's just clear this on that moment when you were nine. There's something at nine. I feel it really big. Yeah, I do. Right on. And let's just clear this so that you can start living a more fulfilled life. Like, yes, like the birds are singing and the sun is on your skin and your hair is blowing and your... You know, you're just looking up going, yes. You know that feeling, Tim? The one that you want to have?
Yes, I know the feeling I want to have.
That's right. So I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Okay.
I know it might be hard. You might be a little stuffed up. All right. I want you to visualize roots coming out of the bottom of your feet. I want you to ground yourself, feeling stable. Feeling confident, feeling supported, because as above shall be below, Mother Earth, as long as she is always with us, is supporting you as each step and movement you move through this life of yours. And as above, God, all that is, light, love, is supporting you as strongly as Mother Earth, knowing and trusting everywhere and anywhere you took in the lies that it's better to be loved by Mother Earth than to be loved by God. All the lies that you took in that told you it's got to be something else and God's the one to blame because there's where my life fell apart. delete across all time, dimension, space, and reality, anywhere and everywhere that's keeping you from seeing your magnificence, from seeing how you magnify what it is that you want in your life. When you truly feel it within the cellular level of your body, allows you to concentrate and move toward and bring in and be a one with all that energy of desire. There you go. Uncreate, transient, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space. Whoa! In reality, it was almost as if I had to pull it up through your throat to get it out. I just felt that come up. All right. Anything and anything keeping you from moving into the energy of trust? Trusting and knowing you can have it. Trusting and knowing you manifest it. Trusting and knowing you are a magnificent manifester. That you truly focus in your third eye, see it, feel it, know it, move into it. Just like you stepped into calling today, you took guided action, so you obviously are in the energy of wanting to move forward. Uncreate, transmute, and oh, there you go. I almost said an energize. There you go. Uncreate, transmute, and energize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. That's what they want me to say. Energize, energizing you, through you, through you, in you, off you, around you, bouncing through you. Yes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, or through your mouth, whatever you can breathe in. Feeling the grounding, magnificence you. How do you feel right now?
I feel great.
I feel great. I feel great too. So what I want you to do is you have to own your trusting. Own your trusting, Tim, that trust that what you desire, meaning if it's a better job or the opportunity thereof, you know, being mindful. So your homework is to be mindful, is to see everything around you and to know that what you're seeing is what you created. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you trust that what you see is what you created, even if it feels uncomfortable, then you say to yourself, well, I obviously manifested this to heal. So when was this that I felt the feeling of this? And simply ask yourself, how old was I? What age was this? And whatever number you have to trust. Trust, because you're a magnificent manifester. That's what I'm hearing. So trust whatever age comes in and say, you know, this feeling no longer serves me. I'm an infinite being, and I let this go because I know what I can do, and I trust that I'm moving forward into all that it is that I want. That truly is your homework, and it's really simple to do that. But be mindful, and whenever you get triggered, see it as a healing opportunity.
Gotcha. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, and if you go to my website, I'm offering a free guided meditation with Theta Sound. And the Theta Sound takes you to the deeper levels of the mind where you can get your answers, Tim. So it's just, you put your name, your email address, it's free, and you can download it. But I'm getting a tremendous amount of positive feedback on it because of the Theta Sound. So, and it's only 15 minutes. So if you gift yourself 15 minutes a day so that you can connect and get your answers and move forward in mindfulness, you'll really, really magnify what it is that you're wanting.
And to get to your website, Terry, is www.terrychristine.com. And now let's go to Canada and let's bring Jay to the show.
Hey, Jay.
Hello. Hey, Charlotte. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. How you doing?
Awesome. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I just wondered in regards to abundance that I have issues with is that I feel that there's been a lot of trauma on, well, not a lot of trauma, but just on my mother's side who has abandonment issues and your father's side who has the same thing. So I'm just dealing with that in terms of creating abundance for myself. in terms of relationships and jobs, things like that.
Awesome. And, you know, I love the male-masculine energy this time because usually we have all women, and so far it's been two men, and I love it. So thank you for taking guided action. When you were talking about at the very beginning, even before you brought in the mom, I instantly saw dad and the pulling. It was like he pulled you over to that, and it was like like you were trying to resist because I could feel this tug of war, like pull back. It was like choppy. When the energy moved, it went like a bump, 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 bump. So it's definitely a bigger, stronger dad, but you have been trying to resist it. Yes, I can feel that. So hold on, Jay, let me... Oh, you were really young. Hold on. 1 to 3, 3, 3. You were 3. This is when this first started. Yeah, 3. And I know it's going to be hard to remember. Hold on for a second. Abundance J3. Hold on, and Dad. Let me get a good one. Hold on, I'm just seeing this, a little movie. What I just saw is Dad was an eagle, and he got on top of a, you know, one of those little paper planes that we fold up as a kid and we just fly it. Your dad jumped on top of one of these paper airplanes as an eagle, because I could see your dad, and then he became wings, like eagle wings, and he jumped on one of these paper airplanes and you got on the back of it. So that tells me your dad wanted to fly and you didn't want him to go. So there was probably some arguments of something that made it feel like he was disconnecting, like he was disconnecting from you, or he literally wanted to. What was his job? What did he do?
He was a glass factory worker.
Okay, so glass factory. Okay, so did you find that when there were those issues of abandonment, were there, you know, sometimes people throw out things that they say they don't mean to, but it's like if your mom and dad were arguing, the first thing he would say was, well, then I'll just leave. And he doesn't ever leave, but he says it. Did your dad ever say anything like that?
No, actually, my mom would do the same thing. Both of them did it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm focusing on the dad energy because I feel that you were being pulled toward it and you were resisting it. That's why I'm focusing on the dad. But did you find that your dad would respond like, then I just will leave?
Yeah.
But
I
mean, not saying that they did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So, and I know that it's sometimes difficult for someone to step into, you know, they want to talk about abundance blocks. And then when we end up talking about a parent who has abandonment issues, when that threat of leaving, and as a child, again, just like I told the other gentleman, Tim, that when you're pulling something in and owning it with the child brain, not the adult educated brain, and that when both parents are constantly threatening to leave, then you're pulling the rug underneath of a child's stability. They're always wanting to know if it ever is going to happen. And so when you hear it, it's always going to be like this, oh, here we go again. Oh, is it going to ever happen? Oh, I don't want it to happen. So you see, and that ends up causing some challenges with abundance, because if you don't feel stable in anything, may it be a relationship or the relationships from work, you don't feel stable enough because there's this feeling that as you grew up, nothing was stable. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, are you resonating with this?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure you were with me. So, Dan, what's that?
I'm just listening. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Awesome. So then here you are. You're wanting to. I heard migrate higher, like lift your energy higher, like be more than where you are. And that's not out of ego. That's out of the excitement within the excitement and love for yourself to want to be more and have more and do more, more adventure, more fun, more laughter, more, you know, and when you have more money in the bank, it's more fun, right?
Yeah, well, money isn't everything, but, you know, as long as you're comfortable with it, yeah, so.
Well, right, and money is just energy. So, but when you're having fun, you know, it's the energy of receiving, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do a quick clearing wrapped around the not feeling stable, like your platform. I literally see a little square platform that you want to stand on to feel like you're stable. Do you feel like sometimes when you step into stuff that you start questioning, like, oh, should I do it? Did I do it? Oh, okay, I did it. Well, I'll just keep going. And it doesn't feel like when you stepped it, you know, when some people make a decision, yep, I did it, I'm going it, it's great, I know, I'm going to let it happen either one way or the other, or they know they're going to step in. But with you, you don't feel as stable. That's the only word I can describe when you make decisions or you step into it. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, sometimes I do, because right now just a lot of stuff going on in my life. You know, my mother had a major operation, and I'm getting along with my mother right now. And I'm probably going to be out looking for work real quick too. So, and
mm-hmm.
you know, got a workshop coming up and doing stuff, other stuff. So I'm just like really busy. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And then being triggered from the growing up with mom and dad, and with your not getting along with your mom and all that other stuff. So I can imagine this vortex you're living in right now of not feeling stable with a lot of things, with the job and all these things. So let's clear the path for feeling stable. How's that?
Yep.
So that you can attract what it is that you're looking for in work, the best job that you want, that will make you happy, feel part of a team, feel part of satisfaction, that groovy satisfaction feeling of getting what you want within your job, of your career, of knowing that you are part of something that you want to create. Yeah, creation is a big thing, but you don't ever feel like you're getting it, are you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's that feeling of always being threatened from when you were little. And it wasn't a direct threat to you. It was this non-stable environment. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Wow. You pulled in that energy. I got a little dizzy on that one. All right, so everywhere and anywhere you took in the lies that nothing is stable, that everybody's going to threaten to leave, it's going to leave, it's going to end, it's always going to end, it's never going to end, it's this, it's that, it's up, it's down, it's never going to be, all that it is, it's moving around, merry-go-round, merry-go-round, delete, 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 delete. Whoa, that was very nauseous. Delete, 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 my head just went moose. Merry-go-round. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anything that's keeping you from knowing you're off the merry-go-round, that was then and this was now, right here is your presence, right here is your now, right here is your grounding, right here is your stableness, right here is who you are. You own who you are, you feel who you are, your energy of who you are. Uncreate, transient, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. You have a big thing around that, don't you? It's almost as if you're questioning who you are, where you are, what you are, aren't you?
Well, right now, yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. Anything and anything and all of everything that's keeping you from feeling stable, alive, alert, active, happy, grounded, all of that and more, all the way to the cellular level. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that's keeping you from feeling the magnitude of the abundance and joy of just being happy, of feeling happy, of feeling alive and being happy, of truly owning happiness, of happiness for yourself and your soul, of being deeply and magnificently loving yourself, loving all that's within, loving who you are, where you are, what you are, feeling the gratitude of who you are, what you are, where you are, knowing it's simply you allowing yourself to receive all that and more. Uncreate, transcend, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Yeah. And I feel a disconnect in your left leg. Left is feminine. And as I was saying some of that, I felt a little pain in that groin area. Like, I have to move this leg. I'm trying to move this leg. Meaning energy, moving forward. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now?
I'm just feeling just like with the energies, I don't know what happens after this. It just always happens after the fact. So I just feel the energy.
Oh, I love that.
Form.
Yeah. So anything that's keeping you from feeling a shift of energy instantaneously. So what it is, and I'm not surprised that you said that, is when you disconnected from all of the turmoil of not feeling stable, now what happens is that when anything shifts energetically, decisions you need to make, you've created a disconnect, a space to allow that to meet so that you can feel like, ooh, okay, I'm going to allow myself to receive this. Meaning instead of just living into and trusting whatever happens, you've created a space. So anything that's keeping you from eliminating the space, allowing you to live within instantaneous shifting, changing, trusting, to live with instantaneous feeling and trusting, uncreate, transcend, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Wouldn't that be nice, Tim? I mean, Jay? Sorry.
Yes.
It would be nice to feel it instantly. Yeah. So just breathe that in and know, allow yourself. Yeah. Rock on. And so also, do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Awesome. So if you're interested, there's a guided meditation, as I said, Theta Sound or Theta Stream that has the Theta Sound in the background. So you can get that free if you want. It's only 15 minutes, but it'll allow you to go into the deeper levels of the mind with the Theta Sound in the background.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for the invitation
and giving. Yes, an insight. So it's a really interesting time right now for myself and everybody on the planet going through lots of stuff right now, too.
Yeah, I feel that. I thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks, Charlotte, for the mini session. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
So we only have 6 minutes left of the show, Terry. And so we might be able to do a mini clearing in the chat room. So this is someone that is asking if you can help her remove limiting blocks to loving herself and seeing that God loves the damaged part of me, of her.
Okay. So I guess since we only have 6 minutes left, let me just say that I'm going to give away Power Stream, which is my live online group energy clearing for May 1st. So, which is, I think, I can't remember what the topic is right this minute, but I'm gifting it to someone on the show today. So hang tight till the end of the show. So don't hang up and stay with us. And then we'll pick someone to be gifted. It's a 90-minute online group energy clearing. So, all that is, the energy of all that is around us, the collective consciousness, the God, the higher self, source, light, loves us every way, shape, and form. Loves us even with what we consider our mistakes. It's not a mistake of what decisions we've made or where we go or when we step into what it is that we desire, and it may not have turned out to what we thought is our best interest, because we are placed here to make decisions and choices. And those decisions and choices will allow us to expand and grow and learn. And as we're growing and learning, some of those experiences may not be so comfortable. And where we can grow is to allow ourselves to heal from whatever it is that is being presented to us in that time and space. So, my darling, whatever decision or choice that you made that you feel that you're damaged from, if it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, or whatever, you are loved all the way to your soul in every way, shape, and form. Allow yourself to heal from the past, to heal even from a past life that comes in, so that we can shed any resistance of where we're trying to create ourselves to be, meaning that we are kind of sometimes forcing ourselves to move in a certain direction. That's how the energy of forcing is. It feels just like that. It is chunky, and it feels just like when you want to move it, just like that. But allow yourself to free any pain from the past. And know that it was just a moment for you to move forward or let go of anything that was created from a childhood moment and to move into where you want to be. You know, I can say a very short story is that I was in a 14-year relationship, and I had so much pain in that relationship because all I wanted was love. And I lived outside of my own being to show this person how much I loved him. I showed him safety. I showed him love, unconditional love, that I gave my entire being away. I ended up becoming a very, very insecure person, couldn't make decisions when I finally left that relationship. But when I look back at it, I say to myself, I'm truly grateful for being able to see and experience such pain, because I never would have catapulted myself to where I am today to heal my mom and dad issues, to heal what it is that I didn't even love myself, but now I truly love myself unconditionally. And that from that pain, I was able to heal and know love. So if that helps truly, I hope that you can see whatever it is that you're seeing as being damaged is that you're not damaged. You're a beautiful, beautiful being, full of light and love. So thank you. How are we doing on time, Claudia?
We're doing fine. We are 1 minute away from ending, so you did it perfectly. And
awesome.
So we only have Jay remaining on the phone. He's the one from Canada that you just read. And we have Melvin from Georgia who couldn't be read today. Now, I tried to talk to Melvin, but he wasn't available. But I'm going to do you have a feeling of who of them two you want them to have the free?
Let's give it to Jay. You know, Jay has really, I feel his energy, and he's doing everything he can to hold the space. I even feel emotion right now, like, oh, gosh. And so he held the space long enough to know that he truly does want more happiness in his life. And wherever that happiness is, may it be all around him, through a job, through a better relationship with his mom, or you know, everything. So, Jay, reach out. Claudia will get your email address, and we'll get you on PowerStream for May 1st. I hope you're available. It'll be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. And for anyone else that's interested in PowerStream, if you go to the Charlotte View website, there's a link through there that you can see different packages that are available through to utilize PowerStream. And there are some incentives for 1 month, 3 months, or 6 months. But I'll gift that to Jay. And I'm truly grateful for the men that came in and gave us the masculine energy today, and for you, Claudia, and your beautiful love that you hold for the listeners and myself. Thank you.
No, thank you for being with us. And Jay, please stay on the line. We're gonna play the final music as we say goodbye, but I will take your email so Terry can contact you with information of that PowerStream. And thank you, everybody, for being here. We are coming back in June, May. We are, me, myself, we are going away from May. So we're coming back on June 9 with Terry Christine. And you can always go back for next month. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, everybody. And have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Ta-ta for now.
Thank you.